A holiday tradition in Springfield, Massachusetts for more than three decades was in danger of being canceled, but the show will go on. The Parade of the Big Balloons will step off down Main Street in downtown Springfield at 11 a.m. this Friday, just as it has on the Friday after Thanksgiving for more than 30 years. But one of the city's most enduring holiday traditions was almost canceled this year by a shortage of helium. It was only 2 weeks ago that a supply of helium for the balloons was located, according to Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt.
We've done so much to try to make this happen, and we were lucky enough to make it happen this year.
Because the shortage has caused the price of the gas to triple, only three balloons will be inflated using helium this year.
The rest are going to be what we call cold air inflatables, which are in the Macy's Parade. I mean, they're very beautiful, and they're big. They're 20 foot high, and I think the kids will enjoy them as much as in the past.
Tower Square will again sponsor the parade, even though the mall no longer has many retail tenants that once saw the parade as a way to bring people downtown to shop. The building was sold to new owners about 18 months ago, but they decided to continue the sponsorship of the parade, according to Tower Square General Manager Fred Christensen.
And I was thrilled that they did that. They were really are interested in continuing their civic involvement and activity in for the city of Springfield. They're really engaged in it. They want it to happen.
After the parade, Tower Square will have an open house with carolers, Santa, and other activities. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud will serve as marshal for this year's parade.
I'm honored and proud to be this year's marshal of the balloon parade.
Claprud, who said she's attended every parade of the big balloons, either as a spectator or while on duty, said she's pleased the organizers found a way to keep it going.
I look forward to it. I hope everyone comes down and sees it and enjoys it and enjoys the events that the city of Springfield puts on, and we put it on in a safe, happy, friendly environment.
Spirit of Springfield is still looking to recruit about 150 wranglers to guide the balloons safely down Main Street and for volunteers to carry banners in the parade. People can register at the organization's website, spiritofspringfield.org. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.